So this is Alex on the front porch in Florida with my youngest son, Leo. Leo, would you like me to tell you the story about the first gig Daddy ever went to?
Yes.
Are you sure? Are you just saying that to be cute?
No, I'm sure.
All right, okay. So I thought this would make a good phone-in. You can email yours as well to studio@whitefm.com. The first gig you ever went to. Now, I was born on the Isle of Wight in 1962 in Shanklin. So I'm obviously too young to remember Godzilla 1968 when Grace Slick and Jefferson Airplane played there with Tyrannosaurus Rex, introduced by John Peel. I'm too young to remember Bob Dylan trying to sink the Isle of Wight, as the New Musical Express ad said in 1969. No memories of that at all. I do have a memory from 1970. My mum and dad were round at my grandparents, and my uncle was down from London with his friend, and they wanted to go to the festival. And I was asked if I wanted to go for a ride in the car when we dropped them off, just to, you know, have a look at the survey the situation, if you like. So I do clearly remember the hippies in their caftans and cowbells and all those stereotypical images of hippies. But obviously too young to go to the gig. I was only 8 at the time. Missed out on the real thing in 76. I don't know why. Maybe because I was only 14 and maybe I wouldn't have got into the Carousel Club, even though I looked a little bit older than I was at 14, and I probably could have got away being 16, 17, but maybe not 18. I missed out on Jimmy James and the Vagabonds for the same reason, at the Blue Lagoon, the Birdcage in Sandown, next to the Blue Lagoon swimming pool, the Birdcage Club. So for me, it was July 1978 when I went to my very first gig. It was the Motors, who were definitely in the top 20 that week, probably in the top 10, with the big hit single, Airport. Now, they had played around the South Coast before, but had never been over to the Isle of Wight. And they had a bit of a turntable hit on Radio 1 and Radio Luxembourg with Dancing the Night Away. But Airport was massive in the summer of 1978. They were yet to have a hit with my favourite Motor single, Forget About You. But signed to Virgin Records, they came over to the Isle of Wight. And I can quite clearly remember having to sell that week my cowboy boots to my friend Neil Collier for £1.75 to stump up the money to get the ticket. So we all went over to the Carousel Club, and I've got clear memories of being in the car park with good friends like Keith Meadows from Shanklin and Phil Haywood and my old best mate Fred Lill. And he turned to me and said, you know, they don't do, we could hear them rehearsing, you see, from outside in the car park doing a sound check. And he said, you know, they don't do Airport, don't you? I said, you're joking, what do you mean they don't do Airport? Oh, they can't recreate that sound on stage, he said. And I was gutted until I realised that he was actually winding me up. And they did do Airport. They were supported, and they did it very well too. They were supported by the island punk band, the Pump House Gang, and probably another band. I'm sure there was another band there. It was very, very punky until the Motors came on, billed as a punk night. But of course, the Motors weren't punk. They were out and out rock and pop. But there was a lot of spitting going on. I remember that, staying away from the stage because I didn't want to get spat on. And I do remember, for one reason, I wore a blue singlet. The only time I've ever worn a blue singlet, I knew it was going to be hot because the Carousel Club had a very, very low ceiling and would quite often on a Wednesday or Thursday night in the summer be packed with probably 1,200 young people. So I knew it was going to be a sweaty affair, but I remember seeing the Motors and thinking they're absolutely fantastic. So that is my first ever memory of going to see a band. Now, if you're going to join this, we only want to know about chart bands, megastars, rock and roll heroes, not local bands down the pub, because you may have stumbled against them by accident. We want the groups that you bought a ticket to see, or you queued up to see, the artists, the groups, the bands that you had to save your pocket money to see. So if you've got any good stories, particularly if they're to do with bands on the Isle of Wight, from Isle of Wight festivals or Isle of Wight one night stands or whatever, please email me. It's studio@whitefm.com, and we'll take it from there. Those are my first ever gig memories. Hope you enjoyed my little story. Now I want to hear yours as I sit in my rocker with my young son Leo in his rocker. Did you like Daddy's story?
Yes.
You didn't fall asleep?
I almost did.
Yeah, I thought you might. And as you can hear, the rain is dripping off of the veranda roof here in Florida for summer 2009.